Road trip to the big game. You need a big vehicle to haul them all. Call American Auto Rental in Monroe and Bossier City. American Auto Rental has a big selection of big 15-passenger vans. In fact, they have the biggest fleet of 15-passenger vans in Northeast Louisiana. And if you don't need something that big, American Auto Rental has a car to fit almost any need. Best of all, American Auto Rental has some of the most affordable daily and weekly rates around, and they don't raise their rental rates for peak times or special events. Plus, they don't overbook reservations. You get the vehicle you expect when you expect it. So for that big bunch of fans following the team to the big game, choose a 15-passenger van from American Auto Rental. Locally owned with superior customer service. Two convenient locations on Louisville Avenue in Monroe and on East Texas in Bossier City. Visit AmericanAutoRents.com.
Injured in an accident? Call Creed & Creed in Monroe for local experienced representation. This is KNBB Duboc Ruston Monroe, 97.7.
It's time for the First National Bank Bleed Tech Blue Radio Show. This is your source for Louisiana Tech sports news. For the next 90 minutes, Bleed Tech Blue Radio goes deep inside Tech football, basketball, and recruiting. Tonight's show on Sports Talk 97.7 is also brought to you by O'Neill Gas, Brister's Smokehouse, Acme Glass, Dairy Queen, Walpole Tire, and Ideal Portable Building. Text us on the Fairway Carts text line at 888-993-7762. Here's your host, Ben Carlisle.
Let's go! BC, Beck Haynes, John Tabor running the board. Bleed Tech Blue Radio, your home for all things Louisiana Tech athletics for the next 90 minutes. Sports Talk 97.7. We thank you for joining us. Louisiana Tech victorious Friday night, 43-31 victory over Florida International, now 3-1 in 2019. First place, Conference USA West Division. Beck, it's one game, but the Dogs are in first place. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Hey, good to see you, BC. I'm going to tell you what, for the first time in a long time, I'm happy.
Beck, that was
as entertaining of a game.
Make Bulldog football fun again. That's what
seriously,
the Dogs did.
I looked over at you a couple times and said, this is a fun game.
Yeah, you talk about.
You know how long it's been since we've been able to say that?
It's been a while.
That's Skip's job. Make it fun for us to watch, right?
Yeah, it's his only job. Make it fun for the fans. Forget winning. Make it fun for the fans. We want to thank our sponsor, First National Bank, Fairway Carts, Walpole Tire, Dairy Queen, Ideal Portable Buildings, Acme Glass, Brister Smokehouse, and O'Neill Gas. You can call us. You can text us on the Fairway Carts hotline, 888-993-7762. Big show plan for tonight, Beck. We got Matthew Bartlett from The Roost, covers the Rice Owls, coming up in the next segment. Let me tell you something about Matthew.
We got him on kind of early tonight, BC.
Yeah, but Matthew's coming a little early, But let me tell you, Matthew did an entire season preview of Conference USA in the offseason.
That's more than you did.
Like 50, 60 pages of work.
Maybe I ought to go on the radio with him, BC.
Yeah, put in the grind. So he'll join us 6:15. New Lady Texter head softball coach Maria Wynn Ratliff will join us at 7 p.m. She was announced as the new Texter softball coach just yesterday. Of course, we got
big
her
news
for the first interview.
Breaking news.
Yeah, Bleed Tech Blue Radio coming at you. So Maria Wynn Ratliff, welcome to the Louisiana Tech family. But Beck, you know, big part of that 43-31 win, I don't know if you saw it, Bailey Hale, 5 of 5.
Man.
Career high, Louisiana Tech record 19 points, earns himself Conference USA Special Teams Player of the Week.
BC, I was happy to see it on many, well, for many reasons.
Great honor for him.
Great honor for him. He really,
did 7 in a row.
Yeah, everything we asked for him
did
on Saturday or Friday, and then also just with the way it started at the beginning of this year. BC, that, as a kicker, I've never been a kicker, but I can only imagine momentum and confidence plays a large role in your ability to do your job. So congrats to Bailey Hale. Man.
He did his job. Another
I'm still jacked.
Another thing, you like to call him QB1. You like to call him number eight. But about this, happy birthday to the QB, Jamar Smith.
Today?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, QB1. And, Ben, I'm looking at a stat line right now, and it's one of those you wouldn't 27 of 41 for 290 yards, but he played an incredible game.
No birthday haiku.
No birthday haiku, Taves. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. But I will say, we're as close as we've ever been.
I think we're on the way.
Yeah. We're as close as we've ever been.
Yeah, we're getting there. So let's talk a little bit about Jamar's performance in this game. 27 of 41, 65%, 290 yards. But I think the big key in this game, 10 carries, 63 yards, did an incredible job in the read option game, which opened holes, you know, on the interior of the offensive line for Justin Henderson, Jaquise Dancy, as they combined for 214 yards. Henderson goes for 141, three tutties.
That surprised me. I know he had three tutties, but I wouldn't have guessed it was 141 yards.
He
so
was
congrats
toting
to
the
Henderson.
Rock.
Held that ball close.
He did. Didn't put it on the turf.
You heard Skip knock on that wood today during the press conference.
Well, and, you know, I asked Skip. I asked him, you know, about.
Yeah, you posed a pretty good question. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, I asked Skip today at the press conference, you know, the importance of Jamar keeping the ball in the read option game and how that opened up some holes in the interior of the offensive line. And he talked about, you know, him and offensive coordinator Todd Fitch. A lot of people like to bang on Fitch, but they reviewed some film from the first three games, and they really thought that Jamar had not done a great job in reading the defensive end. So they started pulling the offensive tackles, making those reads more simple, letting the defensive end be right in his face, and I think he did an exceptional job. I also think we'd be remiss if we didn't, I don't know, talk leadership?
Oh,
he was fired up.
Ben, I caught myself just being a little bit impressed. You know, we could nitpick it and say, is it too little, too late? But it's the man's birthday. We're just going to be glad. I saw some fire out of Jamar. I saw him turn to the student sections a few times. I saw him knock a photographer over and pick him back up.
You did.
PC, I can't say I've seen that in the past.
Bro, hey, when QB1's picking up the photographer, you know he's feeling good.
He's feeling good. Ben, I think the reason this game was so fun is maybe it's the first time that, like, the game plan actually translated, which is interesting because Skip talked about there being two game plans that they had, probably not offensively as much as defensively, but still, like, they were prepping hard this week, but it was just, you know, you score 43 points, you don't have a lot of drives that don't end in points. So it was a fun game. There was good energy the whole time. Jamar seemed to be picking the team up. Like I said, is it too little, too late? Who cares? Just glad he's doing it now. BC, that looked like a different Bulldog offense.
It certainly creates some optimism going forward.
And we established a run game, and you know Skip loves the run game.
You talk about 43 totes of the rock for 275 yards on the ground, 290 through the air, 565 total, 10 of 17 on third down. Beck, you want me to tell you what that'll get you?
A W.
A W, and the Dogs have the number one offense in Conference USA.
Which, according to you, doesn't mean much.
It doesn't.
Well, here's the other thing I'll say about QB1. That one interception, that was kind of a fluke play. I don't know if any of y'all saw it.
Have you ever seen that before?
Yeah, no, but I would suggest not throwing it at the defenders. Yeah,
let's throw that to your mom in the
stands. Yeah, obviously it was a busted play. Jamar's rolling out to his right and goes to throw at the feet, and it just pops off
the old
shoelace right up into the defense's arm. So I'm not even going to count that, BC. But also, that stat line could have been largely more inflated. I'm not even mad because we won, but Jamar missed a couple of throws.
He did.
For sure touchdown to Hardy that we were looking
right down the seam.
Right down.
Coming right at
it
you,
almost
boys.
Hit me in the eyeballs, Ben. But if he'd have had that, that'd have been 20 more yards and a touchdown. I mean, overall, I was incredibly impressed with how QB1 played, and you know coming from me, that means a lot.
Yeah, and Beck, you know, you talk about this game, and, you know, first off, I want to be candid. Like, I get it. FIU's 1-3, but
they're better than the record.
Let's be honest. If they don't lose the quarterback Morgan against Western Kentucky, they don't lose that game.
No, he had an incredible arm.
Morgan is a player at quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, it's easy to tell why he's an NFL draft pick. And Holtz talked about today, like, the kid can throw it through a key ring.
Right.
35 yards down the field.
And like, just nerves of steel. He never looked nervous, never had happy feet back there.
No, and the receivers you talk about, whether you want to talk about Maloney, Gator, Thornton, like, I'll tell you one thing. They gave Amik all he could handle out there on the outside.
And not scared at all to throw Amik. After that first or second drive by FIU, even if they didn't score points, I was just like, I was getting a little nervous. I was like, man, this offense is a lot more confident looking
good
than I thought. So.
Yeah, they were really good. And I know they didn't run the ball particularly well, but and going back to the two different game plan thing that you mentioned earlier, you know, coming into this game, we talked a lot about it last week. Would it be Kalen Wiggins? Would it be James Morgan at quarterback? And every report you heard out of Boca Raton is that – or not Boca Raton.
What are you talking about?
That's Florida Atlantic. Forget
you know
Lane
I don't
Kiffin.
Know where –
Miami.
Miami.
Yeah, so everything you heard was Morgan has had surgery, he hasn't practiced, he might not play, blah, blah, blah. And it's a difficult game plan because Morgan's a pure pocket passer, but then you look on the opposite side of things, Wiggins is he's a runner. And they bought him in for a couple of plays, and he didn't look that great. But it's just such a difficult game plan. And Holtz talked about how they really thought they would see Wiggins a majority of the time, and when they didn't, they had to adjust. They adjust in the second half. And I think in that second half, I know Florida International scored on its first two drives. But other than that, the defense picked it up in that second half, made some plays to get off the field on third down. I think Florida International only converted 2 out of 10 third downs on the evening. And they need to keep that up going forward. Now, was Tech torched through the air for 395 yards? Sure.
Yeah, you hate to see that.
You hate to see it, but Holt said he's not particularly worried about the secondary. Michael Sam, cornerback following the game, said he was pretty ticked off at how they performed. So this team expects to play well. If we know anything about the talent in the Tech secondary, when you talk about Amik, you talk about Michael Sam, who had the interception late in the game. Lajarius Sneed played his best game at safety. There's too much talent back there for them to continue giving up huge yardage through the air.
I agree, Ben. And we pointed out a few times in that secondary just being a little concerned and, you know, them just not being afraid at all to throw at Amik. And, you know, last year I feel like teams didn't really throw at Amik at all.
No,
and we talked a little bit about does that hurt his draft stock because he didn't really have film. I mean, you know, it's one of those things where if you're not being talked about,
it's probably
a good thing. But there's been a couple games this year that I've been really surprised, honestly, at some of the plays Amik's had. But then again, you see that big play. He's already got a pick six. He's already got a, you know, kickoff or an onside return for a touchdown. So it's like, we know he's got it. But
well, and I think the key thing is, like, you talk about Amik and any good cornerback, what makes him good is the ability to move on to the next play. And, you know, he had had the rough night. I think he gave up 6 catches on the night for 111 yards and a touchdown. But finds a way to make a big impact. And I think, you know, with the touchdown return at the end, and I think the biggest takeaway from that touchdown, them dogs got that cover.
They covered the seven points.
I know you were sweating.
You know I was happy. I was on my way out the stadium, and then that happened.
Woo-hoo.
I was excited.
Man, were
BC,
you excited.
BC, we got a text on the fairway.
Let's hear it.
Text line. Donald in Monroe says, I'm sure Skip and team were glad to finally get something out of that inside draw. See, it can actually work after you successfully run other schemes. Amen, Donald.
Well, is it successful schemes, or is it the players finally executed?
I mean, I think a little bit of both, Ben.
It probably is, Beck. But, you know, and I think the big thing coming out of this game, and there were some different looks for Tech offensively in this game. You know, we saw the early speed sweeps to Smoke, but then we saw later in the game Skip used the fake speed sweep, gives it to Henderson up the middle for a touchdown. And so the deeper we get into this year, you know, we're a third of the way through the season, the more we're seeing the offense evolve and giving some different looks to defenses, which are giving defense some issues, and it's resulting, hopefully, into more 40-plus point outputs. Well, let's go ahead, jump straight to the Fairway Carts hotline. Good friend of the program, Robbie and Chalmette. Robbie, how we doing tonight?
Hey, yes, Robbie Chalmette. What's up,
boy? Just running the radio show, Robbie.
I'm stuck there. I came to the show because Skipper and Jamar have been covering. I was like, I need to bring the heat up here. So I came up, and then, you know, I said, a couple of cocktails, and I thought, here we go, again, not covering. And I thought, am I going to have to send Skipper a bill for this? And lo and behold, Amik Robinson carries it back for a touchdown for the cover, and I was able to get back home without having to beg for gas money and Chevron U packet.
Good stuff, Robbie. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, I like the dogs coming again.
I know.
We're going back to bed.
I know you do, Robbie, and I'm just really bummed out we missed getting the chance to meet you. I would have loved to have met you in person. It's just really an honor that you'd step off the boat for just enough time to come watch the dogs cover. Robbie, We're glad you called in. We hope you're right about next week. You know I'm taking the Dogs to cover.
Absolutely. So you can call us. You can text us just like Robbie did on the Fairway Carts hotline, 888-993-7762. We're going to jump to our first time out. When we come back from the break, Matthew Bartlett from the Roost will join us to preview the Rice Owls. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio, Sports Talk 97.7.
Uncommon, how would you describe it? Would it be above the ordinary, outstanding, exceptional? First National Bank, the Uncommon Bank, is above the ordinary. An outstanding bank dedicated to exceptional customer service, trust, and courtesy. First National Bank, we promise to be uncommon in all the things we do. Member FDIC.
The Bleed Tech Blue Radio Show is brought to you in part by O'Neill Gas. O'Neill Gas offers propane delivery to homes and businesses throughout North Louisiana. For more information, go to O'NeillGas.com.
Walpole Tire and Service has been a proud La Tech supporter for over 60 years. So when the Bulldogs hit the field or hardwood, make sure your vehicle is game ready. Let the staff at Walpole get you safely to and from the game with brake repair, alignments, and computer diagnostics, plus all major brands of tires, including Goodyear, Michelin, and BF Goodrich. Walpole Tire and Service, a name you can trust. Ruston and West Monroe. Visit WalpoleTire.com.
Hey, DQ fans, the two for $4 Super Snack is here to be your new snack time fuel up. Conquer the day and every crave by mixing and matching any two of your favorite snacks, like pretzel sticks and sundae, a cheeseburger and a Coke, or fries and chicken strips. And for only $4, that's pure snack power. Which combo will you try first? Swing by and find snack-tisfaction today. Only at your DQ. Happy taste good.
Want to find out stuff about tech sports your neighbor doesn't know? Keep it right here on Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank. Call or text the show on the Fairway Carts hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back, Bleed Tech Blue Radio. Ben Carlisle, Beck Haynes, live from the Sports Talk 97.7 studios here in Ruston, Louisiana. Louisiana Tech will take their show on the road this weekend for a Conference USA matchup with the Rice Owls. And joining us to preview the Rice Owls, Matthew Bartlett from the Roost. Matthew, how are we doing tonight?
We are doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Anytime. Matthew, first things first, before we get into the matchup between Louisiana Tech and Rice, I wanted to ask you, I know you did one heck of a Conference USA preview before the season where, you know, you spoke to various media members that cover each team in Conference USA. I just want to ask you, what gave you the idea to do this, and how long did it take you to put it all together?
Well, I think I started putting things together at the end of April and released it, what, second week of July? So that was 3 months. So it was quite a haul. But honestly, with Rice, there were so many different names that emerged throughout the course of the season last year that by the time the team got to October, November, I was trying to figure out, wait, where did these guys come from? And I know the Owls weren't alone with that, but there were a lot of, you know, diamonds in the rough. And so honestly, I was doing my homework. And once I pulled a lot of it together, I realized, like, well, shoot, I think a lot of other people would appreciate this information, too. So
certainly,
put it all in one place and put it out there.
Absolutely. Certainly some good stuff. So when you look at this Rice team, obviously they're 0-4. But like Skip Holtz, Louisiana Tech's head coach, said today in the press conference, you could argue that they've played the toughest non-conference schedule in, you know, the entire country when you talk about some of the teams that they've matched up with. So what have you learned about the Rice Owls through the first one-third of the season?
I mean, it's pretty easy to go find a winless team that won two games last year and write them off, but I think this is a very different football team. Baylor came into Rice Stadium last week as the number one scoring offense in the country, and they didn't score a point after halftime, and Rice held them to 21 total points. So I think the defense is very, very real. They held Army to 7 points in, what, the first 55 minutes, something like that. So that part has been a big plus. I guess the big question mark is the offense and when that's going to come around. And if Rice can get both things clicking in concert, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with in Conference USA.
And, you know, you talk a little bit about the offense. Obviously, Wiley Green is the starting quarterback, but the Harvard grad transfer, Tom Stewart, has seen time as well, especially when Green went down with an injury. I know both guys played against Baylor last week. Talk a little bit about each guy, what they bring to the table, and what they do well.
Well, I think Wiley has the step up on the command of the offense. You know, unlike a couple places that might run a more condensed playbook, Rice likes to go and talk about the NFL curriculum and how they have smart guys, so they're going to throw a lot out of them. So the Rice playbook is very, very thick on offense and what they ask them to do. So Wiley is a redshirt freshman. He was here all last year learning the system. So his command of the system, maybe not light years ahead of where Tom Stewart is at, but he's definitely out in front. And then Tom brings a little bit more mobility and toughness. He's a bigger guy and, I mean, can run over some people. He's already had two touchdown runs this season. So I wouldn't call him a dual threat, but he can kind of extend plays and keep things going and open up opportunities for the team downfield. So that's both similar strengths, but very different guys.
And, you know, you look at this Rice offense and, you know, it was pretty obvious when Mike Bloomgren was hired a couple of years ago. He wanted to bring that Stanford offensive style of play, that kind of run it down your throat, use the play action pass to beat you over the top style. And I know they haven't ran the ball particularly well to this point, but you look at some of the opponents that they've played, it's certainly understandable. How is the team progressing, especially up front on that offensive line?
So it's been a mixed bag. They started out, I think, averaging 6 yards a carry against Army, but the last three games have been tough sledding. And then last week, the starting left tackle and right tackle were both more or less game-time scratches. And starting fullback Reagan Williams, who transferred in from Stanford. So losing all three of those guys last week against Baylor, I think they ended up averaging something like 2.5, 3 yards a carry. That was a big blow. So we're expecting both of the tackles should be back against Tech this weekend, and that alone is going to help Rice get something going on the ground. At least that's the plan.
And, you know, shifting over to the defensive side of the ball, and Coach Holtz gave rave reviews about the defense, how they've been a little bit suspect to the big play over the top, but for the most part, they've been really solid defensively, especially led at linebacker by Blaze Aldridge.
Absolutely. And last year, That was the big problem with the defense. They would let receivers get behind the secondary and go off for big plays, and that was a 3 or 4 times a game, you know, 50-yard touchdown problem. This year, there was one guy who got behind run a seam on Baylor and Wake Forest, so I can count 2 big instances, but that's already a night-and-day improvement. And so if you add a secondary that is not locked down, but much improved with guys like Blaze and Antonio Montero at the other linebacker spot, who really can cover sideline to sideline and get into the backfield. I think Blaze is tied to the lead in tackles for a loss in Conference USA right now. That's going to be a problem, especially when teams aren't being able to get past, you know, the front four, who's also playing extremely well.
And you talk a little bit about the secondary. You know, I see Andrew Byrd, Tyree Thornton at the cornerback position, 2 young guys, and it's understandable. You know, when you talk about the Rice program having to rebuild a little bit, but last year when the Owls came to Ruston, one player I was extremely impressed with was Prudy Calderon, and I know Naeem Smith has beaten him out the last few games, but the secondary's improvement will obviously be a key for Rice going forward, and just talk about how those guys have really matured, you know, from the opening game to now the 5th week of the season.
Yeah, so when Rice played Louisiana Tech last year, I believe correct, that was Andrew Byrd's first appearance, or he might not even have played yet. He only played a couple games and redshirted last season. So he's just really getting his feet wet, really athletic guy who's had a great season. And really the biggest thing with the secondary is defensive coordinator Ryan Smith and this scheme, they asked the corners to play one-on-one man defense without much help. And that frees them up to do some creative things in the middle. And so putting those guys in situations, last year it was mostly players that recruited under a previous regime, and that wasn't their strong suit and their strength or what they were asked to do. So Bloomgren's kind of brought in some of his guys and coached up the guys who were there to be able to hold on one-on-one on an island. And they did so pretty well against some taller and more athletic receivers that they played, especially with Wake Forest and Baylor. Those guys were, you know, 6'4", 200, and for the most part, the corners held their own.
And, you know, you talk about this team, and obviously off to an 0-4 start, but you say this, you know, it's really a new season starts for Rice Saturday night. You know, conference play opens up. They open up at home against Louisiana Tech. What's the vibe around the team right now as they get ready for their conference opener?
I think they're kind of, you know, at least in part, kind of hacked off that they're 0-4. I mean, they were in a one-score game with Army and a one-score game with Baylor with minutes to play in the fourth quarter. And there is a reality where Rice is 2-2 entering conference play, and Conference USA and the nation is talking about what happened to this team. And it's the same team, and they believe that. So there is no trepidation or fear that, you know, there's going to be a misstep. They're excited, and they want another opportunity to kind of prove that the progress they believe they've made is real.
And looking at the game Saturday night, what are some of your keys to the game and maybe a prediction from your point of view?
I mean, for Rice, it's going to come down to moving the ball on the ground, something they haven't done quite well over the past couple games. If they can get everybody healthy and pushing guys up the middle, and they're allowed to dictate the pace of this play and keep guys like Jamar Smith and Justin Henderson off of the field, that's going to bode extremely well, and they don't want to be trying to play catch-up. So I'm optimistic, and I think they're going to be able to do that to some degree, and then it's just going to be on defense avoiding, like you said, that big play. Like, we know that Jamar Smith can really be good and have his off nights, and I think he had a couple interceptions against Rice last year. So keeping him under control will be a must, at least as much as possible. So if Rice can do both of those things, then I think they'll be in a good position for the game. I mean, it was a one-score game between these two teams in the fourth quarter last year, so I don't see any reason why we shouldn't have another close one on hands this year, especially at Rice Stadium.
Absolutely, Matthew. Well, we certainly thank you for joining us tonight on Bleed Tech Blue Radio. How can our listeners follow some of your work online?
You can go find us at attheroost.com. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, everything else, so you can follow us. We will have everything covered this weekend from a Rice side, and have appreciated working with you guys and getting to work with you over the past, I guess, couple months now.
Absolutely. Looking forward to a fun one on Saturday night.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Matthew Bartlett of the Roost joining us tonight, Bleed Tech Blue Radio, to preview the Rice Owls. Beck, you know, and I don't mean this as a shot at Matthew by any means, but if I'm being honest with myself, like, Tech's got more athletes.
Yeah, we got some athletes.
Like that's what it, like, for me, like, yeah, like, going on the road, winning a conference game, it's never easy, but at the same time, like, Tech's a 10-point favorite, I think. Like, they're expected to win this football game.
Yeah.
And I know he said, you know, if they can get a running game going, if they can shorten the game, if the defense can prevent the big plays, and I get it. Like, all those things sound good, you know, on a radio interview or when you're previewing the game on paper. But, and I know you're looking at it right now, what's Tech's projected win percentage?
They're about 68%. BC.
Yeah, so, like, they're pretty heavily favored according to ESPN's FPI prediction. So Tech's got to go down to Houston, really put their foot down early in this game and take advantage of an opponent that, like I said, doesn't have the athletes that Rice had. And that's not against the job that Mike Bloomgren's doing with this team. But, you know, you look at the offense that Rice has, they're littered with freshmen. They're starting a redshirt freshman at left tackle. Well, can Tech take advantage of that?
Tech going to eat his lunch.
Well, you're starting a redshirt freshman at cornerback. Like, there's not many redshirt freshmen in the country that can play man coverage against Adrian Hardy. Am I right?
Yeah, right. And I think, I mean, like you said,
like,
earlier,
Tech has to take advantage of those matchup advantages.
Right. This is not going to be a shoe-in game by any means, mainly because it's a conference game on the road, and those are never easy to win. And, heck, Ben, sometimes they're not even easy to win at home.
No,
you're right. We know that as Tech fans.
If you go down there and you execute, like, you're going to be fine with the outcome of the game. So certainly want to thank Matthew Bartlett of the Roost for joining us tonight on Bleed Tech Blue Radio. We're going to go ahead and take our next time out. When we come back from the break, we'll dive back into the Rice Owls, preview them a little bit more. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio, Sports Talk 97.7.
Got a lot of stuff? Ideal Portable Buildings has what you need. A new custom-built portable building, built with quality materials at low prices no one will beat. Ideal also carries Dirksen portable buildings in all sizes, from a garden shed to a lofted barn cabin. And keep all your stuff covered with the new Eagle Carport from Ideal. Rent to own with no credit check and 12 months same as cash with approved credit. Find Ideal Portable Buildings on Facebook or call 699-9426.
At First National Bank, we have a strong team of bankers who are dedicated to meeting the needs and dreams of our customers. With competitive rates, tailored loans, and exceptional customer service, your experience with us is sure to be like no other. We invite you to come tailgate before every Louisiana Tech home game. First National Bank, we are the uncommon bank. Visit us online at fn.bank, member FDIC.
Bulldog fans, this is Chris Brister from Brister's Smokehouse, and I'd like to invite you to our new location, 1420 Cooktown Road in Ruston, across the street from our old location. Stop in and try our famous scatter load on your choice of four different types of bread. Our barbecue nachos are piled high with your favorite type of meat, and you have to taste for yourself our tender and juicy smoke-cooked chicken, my personal favorite. So whether you're in town or at a Tech game or just in the mood for the best barbecue in town, come see us at Brister's Smokehouse, 1420 Cooktown Road in Ruston.
All the time.
Excuse me? No, it doesn't. You always alert me.
My point exactly. Cars that have forward-facing cameras need to be recalibrated when you replace the windshield.
How would I know that?
Most people don't. Next time, take it to Acme Glass and Mirror. They were the first one in the region that could replace your windshield and recalibrate your forward-facing camera. And unlike taking it to a dealership and paying out of pocket, Acme will bill your insurance. It's that easy.
Thanks. I'm going to Acme Glass and Mirror.
You gotta love it. Tech sports, that is. That's why there's Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank. Call or text the show on the Fairway Cards hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back. Bleed Tech Blue Radio, Ben Carlisle, Beck Haynes, John Tabor running the board. Beck, Louisiana Tech travels to Houston to take on the Rice Owls Saturday night.
You going, BC?
Not gonna happen, Beck. Running the post-game call-in show, KXKZ 107.5. You can listen immediately following Dave Nitz and Teddy Allen. But, Beck, you know, like I mentioned, 6 p.m. kickoff, ESPN 3. If you don't remember the old ESPN 3, you can get it with a lot of your cable providers. It's not a streaming service that you necessarily have to pay for, but, Beck, Skip Holtz going for his 50th career win Saturday night.
At Tech.
Yes, in his seventh season. So pretty cool honor for Mr. Holtz. 137-105 in his career. When you look at Louisiana Tech, 141 yards on the ground for Justin Henderson Friday night against Rice, or against FIU. Tech had its most rushing yards since November 19th of 2017. The 565 total yards were the most in a Conference USA game since 2016. So, Beck, when we talk about the game Friday being exciting and looking to carry that over to Rice, you certainly want to see Tech put together a high-powered offense for consecutive weeks.
No question, Ben. And last week, I got some interesting facts for you, BC.
Let me hear it, bro.
Last week, you got pretty excited that I brought up the fact that we don't score in the third quarter, BC.
Well, Beck, Dawgs put 14 on them. They must have needed you to call them out.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, because I did a little research today.
Let's hear it.
Went back to the 2018 season where I remember that this complaint started.
Yes, you're correct.
So I went back from the first game against Southern to the last game against Hawaii. Ben, what percentage of our points do you think we scored in the third quarter?
12.
Really?
12%.
23%.
In the third quarter?
23% of all the points Tech scored
last season
were scored in the third quarter.
So a fourth of the
points. But if you take, which is about right.
Yeah.
If you take away the bowl game, 18%.
All right.
So I don't even know what we were complaining about.
That's really odd.
Isn't that weird? But at the bowl game, we scored 21, so it really skewed the number.
Bit.
Yeah. We had a couple games we had 0 and 3, but there was a couple games we had 2 touchdowns.
Interesting.
So I thought the same thing, too. I was all excited about my stat, and I was going to come in here and really hammer it home, but then
you're
I was like,
bring it.
Well, that's about right.
So, interesting.
Regardless, I'm glad we came out of the half and just dropped a 14 burger on FIU.
Totally would have fooled me. Like, and
I know you look like
and
an
Tech hadn't scored in the third quarter prior to this game, so
yeah, this year
the complaints this year were a little more valid.
Yeah, right. But I remember just complaining about that last year, and then So
you look at this matchup between Louisiana Tech and Rice. Tech's won 7 out of the last 10 matchups between the two teams. Overall, Tech's 8-4 in the series. You know, we mentioned Rice's brutal non-conference schedule where they played Army, Wake Forest, Baylor, and Texas. And you look at the matchup between them and Texas, it wasn't very pretty, to say the least. You talk about a 48-13 loss. But, you know, Tech lost 45-14, so pretty similar comparison right there. But this Rice team, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Like, I don't have a problem saying this. I have a hard time seeing a team at the G5 level win with the style of play that Rice is going to play under Mike Bloomer. It's just, to me, it's too difficult to recruit offensive linemen at Tech and Rice's level to just run straight downhill I-formation football. And Bloomer's off to a 2-15 start in 17 games. Might he improve and get to some 4-win seasons? Maybe. But I think you're going to have to get a dynamic playmaker back there at quarterback or start spreading it out before you're going to see some real results.
Yeah, that's a cause for concern, Ben. I don't think any athletic director is too pumped about that stat or that record.
No, I don't think the AD's too happy. But and you look at running that style of play at Stanford, like, that's different, but it's just so difficult. And you talk about the Rice at quarterback and, you know, Wiley Green, which it was pretty interesting what they did with him a year ago. I know he's a redshirt freshman, but what they did was they threw him into the last 4 games last year and let him start and get some experience. Now, has that paid off for him so far this year? I don't know. And I know that Matthew Bartlett told us that he has a great grasp of the offense, but Tom Stewart's only played in 2 games, parts of 2 games, and he's the leading passer on the team. So you look at some of their offensive rankings, they're dead last in total offense, they're dead last in points per game, and I don't know. Maybe Rice has improved, and maybe I'm way off, and maybe I think Tech's going to only win this game by 7 points, but I'm just not seeing it from an offensive standpoint of how it's going to be successful. Now, if you're going to tell me before a season that Tech's going to play 12 games and they're going to face 12 opponents where an opponent lines up in I formation and tries to run it right at them, like, I'm all in. Like, I want to see that offense, because I don't think that really stretches a defense thin at the linebacker spots and at the defensive line spots. Like, it's pretty simple what Tech's game plan is going to be this week. Put 4 men down on the line of scrimmage on the defensive line, allow the linebackers to make some plays in the run game behind it, force Rice into some 3rd and longs, and allow the defensive backs to make plays. Like, I don't think it's any more complicated than that.
I agree.
And, like, you know, offensively you look at Rice and – or defensively you look at Rice, and the big thing that sticks out to me, and we talked about Tech 275 yards on the ground last week, and I don't think it's any secret when you talk about this Tech team that the strength of the team is going to be the passing game. Whether Adrian Hardy's got super involved yet, whether Isaiah Graham's got super involved, Griffin Hebert made a big play in the passing game against FIU. By the way, did you know that Griffin Hebert had those kind of wheels? Just streaking
down the
seam.
I'm going to be honest with you. It's not the prettiest set of wheels I've ever seen, but he was scooting.
He was scooting. Root scooting. Look good.
He's quickly rising to become one of my favorite offensive players this year.
Well, he's a big target over the middle, and I think Tech's doing a nice job with both he and Malik Stanley of getting them the football because they are such big bodies. They're so difficult for safeties and cornerbacks to cover, and we're seeing Tech take advantage of that. But, you know, you look at the Rice defense, like I was saying, they're going to play a 3-4 scheme, which is similar to what we see Tech play, but let me tell you this. The nose tackle, 6'2", not bad.
Not bad.
250.
A little small.
Back, I'm 250 some mornings when I wake up. I can tell you something.
That ain't real big.
250 against Cody Russey. You know where that's going to get you?
On your butt.
Yeah. Going to get you some grass stains. Going to have to wash the pants after the game, if you ask me. But I know that Matthew Bartlett talked a little bit about the play of the linebackers when you talk about Blaze Aldridge, the Mike linebacker, Antonio Montero, and those guys are good. Like, don't get me wrong, but if Tech blocks like they blocked the other night, this Rice team ain't slowing the dogs down.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I hope it's 2 weeks in a row the Dogs can really assert their dominance, can make a push offensively and, you know, gain more confidence on defense. Like you said, it's tough to tell with Rice because they've had such a tough non-conference schedule, but 0-4 is 0-4, not showing a lot of promise over there in Houston.
Listen, and we're not here to tear down Rice and say that Tech's about to win this game 49-7, because I don't think they are.
It'll be 49-3.
Oh, okay. But, and a lot of people say, is this going to be the week where you have Tech as the letdown, where you're 3-1, you got Rice and UMass up next, two winless teams, you have an opportunity to get to 5-1 before Southern Miss. Well, listen, what's Tech looking forward to next week? The bye week? I just don't think they're going to overlook this opponent.
No, I don't either. I think they're coming off of a high-energy win at home. They hungry. Dogs are hungry.
Dogs are hungry.
Ben, we got a text on the text line.
Let's hear it. Fairway Carts text line. You can text us 888-993-7762.
Matthew says, Ben, if you think Tech can only beat Rice by 7, what does that say about Tech?
When did I say?
You said, no, I'm not saying that. You said, Tech might beat Rice by 7.
But I'm just saying, like.
You said it. I don't think it was your opinion.
No, but I'm just saying, like, you never know what's going to happen. Like, if
we know anything about Tech football, it's
it might be a 7-point game.
It might be a 4-point game. We just got to hope we come out with a W.
Listen.
Or Tech's got to hope they come out with a W.
Keep getting the dubs. Keep getting the dubs. Move to 4-1, 2-0.
Honestly, if it wasn't for a last second, or not last second, but last minute TD onside kick return, this is a 37-31 ball game in Ruston.
36-31.
Well, they didn't kick the extra point, did they?
Yeah, no, they did.
They did.
Yeah,
you're
they
right.
Did. Yeah.
That was another game I was watching.
Yeah. Glad you're watching four games at a time. Glad you're watching.
36-31 ain't that great of a – I mean, it's a W.
Yeah, but –
43-31 looks
back,
a lot better.
We could play both sides of that. Tech was also up 36-24, and Rice – or FIU piled up 124 yards in mop-up. Like, yeah, exactly. Like, we can play the ifs and buts game all we want. Beck Haynes.
W is a W.
So, you know, let's talk about a few more players on this Rice team. Austin Trammell is the go-to receiver. Really all they got outside. I know they got a bigger body out there by the name of Bradley Rosner, who's made some plays. Big 6'5 guy. But listen, Rice isn't going to beat you with their pass game. If they're going to have success offensively, they're going to be running it for 4 and 5 yards a tote. So, Austin Trammell's go-to receiver.
Got another text on the text line, BC.
Let's hear it.
It's popping tonight. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
John from DF Dub. Oh. We love dubs.
Yeah, we love the DF.
Do you feel some of the perceived attitude of Jamar during the regular season versus competitive bowl Jamar is because Skip has held him back from running? I'll answer it.
Let's hear it.
That's part of it. I think with the bowl game, Tech's got nothing to lose. They got the whole offseason.
I do think part of the bowl game stuff is you don't have anything to lose, but I don't think he's held him back in the regular season. I think a perfect example is Skip talking in the press conference today about some of his not reading the defensive ends as well as they would like him to, and them finally changing up some things on the offensive line to help him out. Now
he's run more this year, though.
Well, and I'll be the first one to say, when the dude takes his first hit of the game, especially if it's like 8 to 10 yard gain, he kind of gets jacked up. It does take him to a new level of confidence.
He likes to run.
I think he does. He likes to pump up the student section
now,
when he's feeling it, too.
No doubt. And if you're a coach and you see QB1 take off running it and you're not so confident with QB2, you're puckered a little bit, man. I'm just saying.
Beck, should we be confident in QB2 from what you've seen?
BC, I'm not going to lie. Don't put me in this position.
All right. We'll stay away. But yeah, I agree with you. I think that
I'll answer it. I think QB2 needs some time now. Yeah, I haven't been real impressed with what I've seen so far, but he's had like three or four drives in 4 years.
Let's put him in a 7-point game.
Put him in when we're up by 50 and let him work it out.
Ain't happening.
May happen at Rice.
Dogs ain't been up.
But according 50. To you, Tech's only winning by 7.
Anyways, enough talk on the Rice Heads. I think it's pretty clear where we stand. Like, Tech's a more talented team. If Tech goes down to Houston, executes the game plan, executes offensively and defensively, this should be a pretty smooth win. I was looking at Odd Shark. They have Tech as a 10-point favorite. They have the final score being 34-12. Like, Tech's a more talented team. Go down to Rice. Like Rafe called us and said last week, step on somebody's throat and let them know that you're better than them. That's my take on it. Let's go ahead. Let's take our next timeout. When we come back from the timeout, Beck, got a pretty cool segment coming up. You want to hear what it's called?
Hit me.
Bulldog or bull crap?
Put your kids to bed. It's not going to be kid-friendly.
You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio, Sports Talk 97.7.
At First National Bank, we are committed to the individuals and communities we serve. We offer personal banking, mortgage lending, commercial lending, and cash management. Let us honor our pledge to be uncommon in all that we do by visiting one of our convenient locations in Arcadia, Ruston, Farmerville, Monroe, and West Monroe, and experience our professional, enthusiastic service. First National Bank, the uncommon bank. Member FDIC.
Have you looked at the calendar? The seasons are changing, and fun season is almost here.
You mean fall season?
Nope, fun season. Because any season is more fun with a new EasyGo golf cart from Fairway Carts in Minden. With an EasyGo that perfectly fits your lifestyle, you'll have fun at the football games. Fun with the family on a camping trip or riding around the neighborhood. Even have fun in the woods during hunting season. And Fairway Carts always has a great selection of EasyGo gas or electric carts with the performance you need and the value to please any budget. Experience the comfort of an EasyGo personal cart, the convenience of a multi-passenger cart, or the rugged durability of an EasyGo utility cart. Yes, fun season is coming, and it's going to be your new favorite season of the year. It all starts with a new EasyGo from Fairway Carts in Minden on Highway 531, just north of I-20. Give them a call at 318-371-CART.
Hey, DQ fans, the 2 for $4 Super Snack is here to be your new snack time fuel up. Conquer the day and every crave by mixing and matching any two of your favorite snacks, like pretzel sticks and sundae, a cheeseburger and a Coke, or fries and chicken strips. And for only $4, that's pure snack power. Which combo will you try first? Swing by and find Snackisfaction today. Only at your DQ. Happy taste good.
Time to keep up with Louisiana Tech sports the way you'd like to? No worries, just listen to Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank. Call or text the show on the Fairway Carts hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back, Bleed Tech Blue Radio. Ben Carlisle, Beck Haynes, John Tabor doing a fantastic job running
the board.
Oh, he's
just killing it, BC. He's killing it.
Beck, new segment. Bulldog.
We'll give it a shot this week, see what happens.
Bulldog or bull crap?
I feel like this is all a spinoff on my barbershop rumblings. It's just
no doubt.
The stuff we're hearing. We're just willy-nilly out here trying segments, seeing what the people respond to. If you like it, hit us on the Fairway Carts hotline, 888. I don't know the rest.
993-7762. Bet.
I got it right there. It's on the
thing. Bet, you're doing a great job.
BC, I want to hit you with a statement, and you're going to tell me if it's bulldog or bullcrap.
Let's hear it.
We'll start with some tech.
Yeah, let's hit on the dogs.
Let's hit on the dogs. The Tech run game is now fixed because Jamar Smith is willing to run the football.
I'll be honest with you. I think we learned a lot about Tech.
What is it? Don't talk your way through it. Just hit me with your...
Say bull crap.
What?
I don't think you can say that you fixed your run game in 1 week. Now, do I think that it's improved?
A big week, though.
It was a big week on the ground. a big week on the ground. But let me tell you something. First off, Israel Tucker remains out at running back, battling an illness. You got Justin Henderson, you got Jaquizz Dancy. You talk about Jaquizz Dancy, played 57 snaps on Friday night, easily a season high. Got his first start of the year. Good to see him out there. I think he had 21 touches, 96 yards, so certainly a big contributor. We know what Dancy brings, big plays. Justin Henderson, he didn't lay the ball on the turf. He cradled the baby.
Which is a first.
Yeah.
For the whole game.
Yeah, it's a first. 15 carries, 141 yards, 3 touchdowns. QB1, Jamar Smith, turned 23 today, by the way. 10 carries, 63 yards. Now, does Jamar running the ball fix all the run game problems? I don't think so. Let's be honest with ourselves. Florida International did not have a great run defense coming in. I think they were giving up around 200 yards a game. But I do think Jamar running the ball makes defensive ends respect it, which will continue to open up more holes in the run game between the tackles. Now, we saw some option on Friday night. We saw Dancy get to the edge a couple of times. We saw the zone read. We saw the speed sweep. We saw the fake speed sweep because Tech don't run the speed sweep very well.
Can't set the edge.
No, can't set the edge, let's be honest. And the big thing I saw that really improved the run game. Now, let's give some credit. Willie Allen, Dwight Stallworth, Byron Russell, Anton Lewis. The four offensive tackles deserve a tremendous amount of credit, and BC's here to give it. Skip used his tackles a lot, pulling and being a lead blocker, especially for the downhill run game. It was tremendous. You see Dwight Stallworth lock up with the linebacker in a hole? Looks like a pie in the face on the linebacker. Just flat whipped cream on a pancake. Puts him on the turf. And I think that alone, mixed in with Jamar playing better in the zone read game.
Gosh, get out.
Will continue to help the run game improve. Now, it's not all fixed, but hey, let's take another step forward this week, why don't we? So, bull crap.
Okay, sub-question on that. Is that a game plan strategy from the coaches? It's like, hey, not every couple plays, but once or twice a drive, I'm gonna send Jamar out, let him run a little bit, keep it fresh in the defense's mind, or is it more like, situational?
I don't know if it's either. I think it's take what the defense gives you. If he's going to give you the edge, take the edge.
I mean, if every six plays, Jamar's burning you for 12 yards, it's like, dang, we got to worry about that.
Exactly. So, like, I think you have to take what the defense gives. Now, if the defensive end is just crashing down, we're about to light him up on the edge. But if he's going to stand there and look at the quarterback and want to play patty cake, then we're going to run it up the box, and Justin Henderson is going to tote the rock for six.
Six! Next one. Bob Diaco, defensive coordinator, BC, has no clue what he's doing. He's making the secondary look terrible because he drops Willie Baker into coverage too often.
Like, this is total bullcrap.
Total bullcrap.
Total. This is driving me nuts more than anything.
That's a barbershop rumbling if I've ever heard one.
More than anything I've ever seen. Let me tell you something.
Everybody hates him.
Let me tell you something. First off, Bob Diaco's got enough skin in the game that he deserves more than four games before you judge him. First.
True.
Second off, he hadn't forgotten how to coach. Third off, let me tell you something. A lot of people, myself included, I expected Willie Baker to somewhat replicate what Jalen Ferguson did a year ago. Now, did I think he would get 17 sacks? No. But I expected him to be a good pass rusher.
Does he have one?
No, he doesn't have one sack.
He doesn't have. I thought he got one the other day.
No,
he didn't have one.
But
sack.
But let me tell you something.
Four games, no sacks.
Is it Bob Diaco's fault? And I want you to be honest with me. That Willie Baker has hit the quarterback two times in 104 pass rush snaps.
Nah.
At some point, you have to make plays if you're the player. You can't blame it all on the scheme. Now, I'll be the first to tell you, Tech has to get more pass rushing help up front, but if you're going to sit here and say that the defense needs to quit playing zone, they need to play man, blah, blah, blah. Tech played man the entire first half against Florida International and got torched. Here's the thing. Tech has to be able to get pressure up front with a 3- and 4-man rush so that they are able to play man coverage in the secondary. If they can't get any push up front on the defensive line with only 3 or 4 guys, you have to play zone because you can't blitz 90% of the time to create your pass rush.
Hungry?
Like, you cannot sit here and tell me that, oh, it's Diaco. He's playing zone. The corners are getting lit. No, the corners are getting lit because the only time that Tech's able to get a pass rush is when they do blitz. Every time Tech rushes three or four guys, the quarterback's got 6-7 seconds to throw. Heck, I could throw you out there, and you could hit a receiver down the middle after 6 or 7 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, the bottom line, if Tech wants to see the secondary improve, the guys up front, you can include Willie Baker in this because he's got 2 QB hits and 104 snaps. When you're asked to rush the passer with 3 or 4 guys, get to the passer. Do it more like Milton Williams did in that third quarter where he was held. He was almost clothesline, but he said, you know what? I will not be denied. Bullcrap. Total bullcrap, Bet.
All right, got a couple more. We got to hurry. Skip Holtz is a great play caller. Tech put up 565 yards of total offense on Friday.
Yeah. This is a goon. You could call it bulldog or bullcrap. I don't care. Call it what you want, but you don't hear one person complaining about the play calling this week, do you?
No, but why?
No,
would you
don't hear. Exactly.
But, Ben, that's the deal. You complain when it's bad and you don't when it's good.
But did the plays change that much?
I think so.
No, gosh.
Ben, it looked like a totally different offense.
Oh, my gosh. Beck, average fan.
Ben,
1.
I'm just saying. It looked a lot better on Friday.
Oh, man. Next question. I can't even answer that with some of the things that you.
Well, now that my eardrums are blown out.
That's fine.
Gosh. Bailey Hale's kicking woes are now behind him. He's going to be perfect.
Bulldogs.
Whoa.
Bulldog. I think Hale's figured it out. Listen.
Here's the deal, Ben. I'm going to hit you with something. Skip didn't make him the starting kicker for nothing.
I agree. But listen, 0-2 against Texas. I get it.
Big stage. A little nervous.
But, hey, we're calling for the backup kicker after one game. Myself included.
Right.
We're calling for the backup kicker after
one
game.
Well, I just think – I mean, I don't think anybody's naive enough to not understand that kicking is such a mental game. Like, obviously he has the physical ability to do it. The mental toughness is a large factor.
Did
in
you
the
see him hit
I
that?
I mean, Adam Vinatieri is just – he's shaking in his boots up there, Ben, and he's
Adam
won a million Super Bowls.
Adam Vinatieri has grandkids.
I know.
Let's make that clear. But
it looks like a Halloween costume out there with his gray
hair. Did you see Bailey Hale give the FIU sideline the MJ?
No, what is that?
Oh, it's pretty sweet. Just a little gesture after he made the kick before the half.
The old MJ?
All right, that's called
kicker
swag.
Can you describe the MJ, or is it not appropriate?
I'm not going to describe the MJ.
All right. One more.
Last one.
Okay, I got one that's not even tech-related.
Last one.
The high point totals across college football are too much. The game's losing respect.
I think Sean Fox talked about this on the sports company. 24 games across college football on Friday and Saturday saw teams score 40 points or greater. Now, all we ever hear about is, I can't go to the Tech game. Like, I can't go to this game. It's not exciting enough. Blah, blah, blah. Listen, I like the high point totals. Now, do I want to see 67-63 UCLA Wazoo every week? No, I don't. So I'm calling total bullcrap, and I'm saying that the high point totals across college football, especially in a day and age where fans pay to go to games for entertainment, it's a killer. I love it. I love it. And every time them dogs score 40-plus points, I'm going to come in here jacked up. How's that sound?
I love it, BC. I love it.
You can come in here drinking your coffee at 7 p.m. as well. Let's go ahead, take our next time out. We come back from the break. New Lady Texter head softball coach Maria Wynn Ratliff joins us on the Fairway Carts hotline. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio, Sports Talk 97.7.
Walpole Tire and Service has been a proud La Tech supporter for over 60 years. So when the Bulldogs hit the field or hardwood, make sure your vehicle is game ready. Let the staff at Walpole get you safely to and from the game with brake repair, alignments, and computer diagnostics, plus all major brands of tires, including Goodyear, Michelin, and BF Goodrich. Walpole Tire and Service, a name you can trust. Ruston and West Monroe. Visit WalpoleTire.com. If you've been waiting for just one more good reason to buy a new EasyGo from Fairway Carts in Minden, here it is. New EasyGo carts from Fairway Carts are available with lithium batteries. That means a much longer battery life,
which means more time for you to be out having fun on your EZ-GO. From a standard golf cart to the big 4 and 6 passenger carts for the whole family. EZ-GO is the industry leader in lithium battery technology. Their batteries are 100% maintenance free, deliver consistent performance with a longer life and much quicker charging time than conventional batteries. And best of all, they come with an unprecedented 8-year battery warranty. Don't wait any longer. You've got all the reasons you need to buy a new EZ-GO from Fairway Carts in Minden. Come see the big selection in the showroom on Highway 531 just north of I-20 or call 318-371-CART.
Uncommon, how would you describe it? Would it be above the ordinary? Outstanding? Exceptional? First National Bank, the Uncommon Bank, is above the ordinary. An outstanding bank dedicated to exceptional customer service, trust, and courtesy. First National Bank, we promise to be uncommon in all the things we do. Member FDIC.
Injured in an accident? Call Creed & Creed in Monroe for local experienced representation. This is KNBB Dubok Rustin Monroe, 97.7.
Get ready for a healthy dose of Louisiana Tech sports. Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank, is back on the radio. Call or text the show on the Fairway Cards hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back, Bleed Tech Blue Radio. Ben Carlisle, Beck Haynes, coming to you live from the Sports Talk 97.7 studios. We're now joined on the Fairway Carts hotline by new Lady Texter head softball coach Maria Wynn Ratliff. Coach, certainly want to give you a big welcome to the Louisiana Tech family. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Ben. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. So, Coach, you know, you look at your career, you know, obviously you've spent the last 3 years at Tyler Junior College, where you had a tremendous amount of success. You obviously had success at Western Nebraska Community College before that. Just tell our listeners a little bit about your background and what brings you to Louisiana Tech.
Well, Junior College is my experience as far as a head coach. I have some experience previously as an assistant coach in the NCAA, but moving to this part of the country, love this region. Position came open. Very familiar with the institution, with the program. Having a relationship with Coach Montgomery when he was in Northern Colorado, when I was at Western Nebraska, and then obviously coming down here and having some of my former players play for him at Louisiana Tech when I was at Western Nebraska, and then as well from Tyler. So very familiar with the program, and just love everything about the institution, love the culture that he has created, and I'm just really excited to be a part of the program.
And you mentioned, you know, being in this part of the country and being familiar with the Lady Texter program. I know the timing was a little bit odd for when the job came open. How different was that for you, especially now that you get on campus, school has already started? I know it has to be encouraging to take over a program that's been to two regions in the last 3 years as well.
It's been tough. I mean, I don't think timing's ever great when a coach leaves. And so I've had to leave players, but I'm super excited about the new players that I'm going to get an opportunity to work with. And so the staff has been absolutely amazing in all of this. The athletes have been amazing, you know, just kind of understanding the process. And it was exciting to visit with them last night. And for me to be officially announced, and you know, I get to be reconnected with Bianca Duran, who played for me at Western Nebraska. I get to be reconnected with Audrey Pickett, who played for me here at Tyler. So definitely excited to get over there and start practice and be with the team on a full-time basis.
And you mentioned getting the opportunity to meet the team last night. What was your message to meeting the girls for the first time?
You know, it was a challenge. I told them this was the most nervous thing part of all of it, was going in and meeting them, because I knew so many of them from my familiarity with the program and working camps and clinics. But, you know, just trying to talk to them about, I don't think that a lot of things need to be changed. I think that the program's in a great place. And you know, I want to come over there and be able to evaluate what we've been doing and, you know, look at, you know, all the success that they've had in the recent years and continue to build upon that and, you know, just have great culture. You know, I want it to be a very exciting time for them. You know, there's a certain way that, my teams have played in the past that are very similar to what Louisiana Tech has done. So, you know, I don't think there's going to be significant changes that you'll see from what I bring to the table and what the program has done over the last couple of years. It's exciting to be able to defend the championship and watch those freshmen become sophomores, sophomores become juniors, juniors become seniors. You know, the room was electric. They were in great spirits, you know, enjoying each other's company. So for me, you know, it was definitely the hour went by really fast, and I just enjoyed learning more about each one of them.
And obviously, like you talked about, the program's had a tremendous amount of success under Coach Montgomery, but you're stepping in, you know, obviously you're coming in at an odd time, but you're also stepping into a program that doesn't really have a true home field with the tornado that went through Ruston. What kind of challenges is that going to present to you, and how do you get those girls to overcome some of those obstacles?
Well, I think, you know, the city of Ruston and their sports complex has been tremendous and instrumental in all of this. And so having an opportunity to use their facility that I think is pretty amazing. You know, it's turf, so it's what we're accustomed to. It is a couple miles off campus. The young ladies have been there on the baseball side of things right now because they're finishing up the softball stuff. But, you know, my time at Tyler, we haven't had a facility, and we've kind of juggled all over the place. And so for me as a coach, I don't think that there's going to be a lot of challenges that we're going to face because I'm kind of accustomed to that. You know, it is going to be a little bit different when we have some home games and things like that, but hopefully we'll be able to get the community and the university to be able to come out and watch those games. But to know what is coming in the near future for Lady Texter softball is really, really exciting with the new facility. And unfortunately, you know, a tragedy had to happen, but definitely excited to see, you know, what our new home facility is going to look like, you know, over the next 18 months, whatever that math might be of when it's going to be finished, but definitely excited for the program and recruiting and things like that when it does finally get constructed.
And you mentioned earlier, you know, about how you and Coach Montgomery, y'all's style of play is pretty similar. There won't be a lot of huge changes. And you look at the style of play that his teams have played the past couple of years. Obviously, you know, you have Jazlyn Crowder lead the program after being the Conference USA Player of the Year. Morgan Turcurly was exceptional. Presley Galloway inside the circle on the mound. And it's going to be difficult to replace those girls. But you do have some good returners when you talk about Lindsay Edwards. I know Hannah Koenig is certainly a player that is rising through and certainly looks like she'll be a key contributor. Kimmy Atienza was really good a year ago. Have you had an opportunity to look at the roster and kind of look at what things might be like for the upcoming year yet?
Absolutely. You know, for me, I've been following it for a long time and known a lot of the recruits coming in. So, you know, I think we've got some really good young players that are coming through. We've got two junior college pitchers that have had a ton of success and came out of great programs as well. So, you know, it's always hard when you lose players, especially the young ladies that you talked about and the caliber of their athleticism. But, you know, I think we've got some pretty special players as well that are really going to contribute and come up big for us this spring.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, we certainly appreciate you joining us tonight on Bleed Tech Blue Radio, and we certainly want to welcome you to the Louisiana Tech family, and we're looking forward to a fun 2020 season.
Thank you so much.
Maria Wynn Ratcliffe, new head coach of the Lady Texter softball program.
Man, I think it would do us some good to go to some games this year and support them Lady Texters.
Man, you buy the nachos, I'll be there.
Ben, let's be real. It really is not. I mean, it's not lost on us how well they've done the past few years.
Listen, they're the only program that's on campus that's consistently been in postseason play for the last two or three years. And you know, you look at some of the success that she's had as a head coach, and I mentioned that her success at Tyler Junior College. I think it's her last 12 years, her teams. So she's been a head coach for the last 15 years. Okay, correct?
Correct.
Her last 12 years, her teams have won 50 or 40 games.
Okay.
Last 7 years, they've won over 50 games. So I think you have
That's
to
pretty good.
Yeah, I think you have to commend.
That's per season for all you listeners out there that might be confused.
Yeah, per season. So I think you have to commend Louisiana Tech Athletics Director Tommy McClellan for the job he did in this And this search, it, like I mentioned to her, it's not an easy time to find a head coach so late in the year. But, you know.
Or find that good of one.
No, absolutely. But we want to certainly wish Mark Montgomery the best of luck as he moves on to Maryland for a pretty good job as well. So, Beck, we've hit on softball tonight.
Yeah, we have.
Let's jump it back into a little bit of football. So, let's talk a little bit about, I don't know, you want to talk some Conference USA football?
Yeah, hit me with your stats, BC. I know you got them over there.
Beck, you know I always got stats. And I just want to take a look at some of the results from around Conference USA last week. Obviously, Tech picks up the big 43-31 victory over Florida International Friday night. But elsewhere in Conference USA action, Charlotte 52, UMass 17. Got to give the Fighting Lane Kiffins some credit, 41-31.
About time they get back in the win column, bro.
Beck, I'll be danged if I ain't reading the wrong scores.
Hit me with the right ones.
Let me hit you with the right ones. North Texas 45, UTSA 3.
Wow.
Yeah, Mean Green put a stomping on the Roadrunners. That was the only other conference matchup of the weekend. UAB continues to roll along, 35-3 winners over South Alabama. It's a South Alabama team that will travel to Monroe this week to take on ULM. Florida Atlantic, 42. Wagner. Never heard of Wagner? Me neither. 7. Charlotte.
Good for those. What are they? No, they're not the Owls. They're the
Florida Atlantic Owls, yes.
Are they?
Yes.
2 Owls in Conference USA.
Yes, correct. Charlotte.
I'll be darned.
They wish they were the San Francisco 49ers. Lost to Clemson, 52-10.
Oof, close one.
Southern Miss Golden Eagles, good friends in Hattiesburg, took one on the chin, Alabama 49, Southern Miss 7.
Yeah, took the under on that one, bro. I was wrong.
Ah, you missed on the under.
Well, yeah, I did a little bit.
Come on. I thought you were perfect.
No, this has been a rough year, I'll be honest.
It's been a rough year. Might want to stick
I'm going to do a segment called Bet Against Me and You'll Win.
Heard that. Other conference ranked matchups this week. Old Dominion fell to Virginia 28-17. Beck, I don't think you were probably watching this game, but
no.
Old Dominion was leading this game 17-0 at one point. Had a 17-14 lead in the fourth quarter, I believe. Decided to go for it on fourth down from their own 29.
What?
What is Bobby Wilder doing?
That's a tough one to explain in the old press conference.
Yeah. Might not want to meet with the media after that one. Baylor 21, Rice 13.
A lot closer than I thought.
Well, that is an odd game. Baylor outgained Rice by 250 yards.
Between the 20s or what?
Well, from what I heard, Baylor's coach got a 21-3 lead at the half, and he just ran the ball the entire second half.
Well,
sound familiar?
Yeah, a little bit, BC. That's how you keep a game close, when you don't throw it.
In a hurry. Jeez. Final conference matchup of the weekend, UTEP. Yeah,
Coach said anything you can do, Skip, I can do better.
Yep, UTEP, they got their one win for the year, 37-21 loss to Nevada. They beat FCS in week one. So, looking ahead to this week. Saturday, September the 28th. Month of September winding down, Beck. Crazy. Middle Tennessee travels to number 14, Iowa. You can catch that after College Game Day, 11 a.m. kick on ESPN2. Florida Atlantic travels to Charlotte. That'll be on the NFL Network. Doubt they're keeping fantasy stats. Cincinnati at Marshall. The Bearcats. The Thunder and Herd, 4 p.m. kickoff. East Carolina, Skip Holtz's old program at Old Dominion. We'll see if Bobby Wilder learned his lesson. Old Dominion's 1-2. Louisiana Tech at Rice, to ESPN3, 6 p.m. kickoff. UTEP, pillow fight at Southern Miss. Golden Eagles should steamroll the Miners. It's a funny thing I saw out of the UTEP press conference. Dana Dimmel talked about how his offense has improved this year, averaging 4.7 yards per play. The media quickly reminded him that they averaged 4.7 yards a play last year. Pretty funny. UAB at Western Kentucky. Beck, I'm going to tell you one thing. Stay the heck away from that betting line.
What's
Western
that?
Kentucky opened as a 3-point favorite.
No way.
UAB jumped to a 3-point favorite in just a few hours.
Oof.
Yeah, surprise.
Somebody hit the wrong button over there in Vegas, bro.
Surprised the heck out of me that UAB was a dog to Western Kentucky, but then I remembered back to last November what Western Kentucky did to them dogs, and you left in the third quarter, and I was like, well.
I didn't leave in the third quarter, Ben, but the Bulldogs left with the tail between their legs.
You ain't lying about that. It wasn't a Bulldog. That was some bull crap. Last matchup inside Conference USA this week. Houston travels to Denton to take on the Mean Green of North Texas. That's probably the game of the week. Houston quarterback De'Arik King, after a 1-3 start, said, you know what? Forget it. I'm redshirting.
Hey, we'll see it some more. Get used to it.
Bet he ends up at OU.
Probably.
Yep, you know, a little 5'8 quarterback.
Heisman's.
Wants to win a Heisman. So that's what it looks like at Conference USA last week. That's what it looks like in Conference USA this week. In case you forgot, UTEP, Southern Miss, we'll pillow fight. We'll pillow fight for the Golden Eagles.
In case you forgot. Ben, let's wrap up this segment, and when we come back, we'll put a bow on it.
Let's put a bow on it. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio, Sports Talk 97.7.
Got a lot of stuff? Ideal Portable Buildings has what you need. A new custom-built portable building built with quality materials at low prices no one will beat. Ideal also carries Dirksen portable buildings in all sizes, from a garden shed to a lofted barn cabin. And keep all your stuff covered with a new Eagle Carport from Ideal. Rent to own with no credit check and 12 months same as cash with approved credit. Find Ideal Portable Buildings on Facebook or call 699-9426.
At First National Bank, we have a strong team of bankers who are dedicated to meeting the needs and dreams of our customers. With competitive rates, tailored loans, and exceptional customer service, your experience with us is sure to be like no other. We invite you to come tailgate before every Louisiana Tech home game. First National Bank, we are the uncommon bank. Visit us online at fn.bank, member FDIC.
Bulldog fans, this is Chris Brister from Brister Smokehouse, and I'd like to invite you to our new location, 1420 Cooktown Road in Ruston, across the street from our old location. Stop in and try our famous scatterload on your choice of four different types of bread. Our barbecue nachos are piled high with your favorite type of meat, and you have to taste for yourself our tender and juicy smoke-cooked chicken, my personal favorite. So whether you're in town or at a Tech game or just in the mood for the best barbecue in town, come see us at Brister Smokehouse, 1420 Cooktown Road in Ruston.
All the time.
Excuse me? No, it doesn't. You always alert me.
My point exactly. Cars that have forward-facing cameras need to be recalibrated when you replace the windshield.
How would I know that?
Most people don't. Next time, take it to Acme Glass and Mirror. They were the first one in the region that could replace your windshield and recalibrate your forward-facing camera. And unlike taking it to a dealership and paying out of pocket, Acme will bill your insurance. It's that easy.
Thanks. I'm going to Acme Glass and Mirror.
Want to find out stuff about Tech sports your neighbor doesn't know? Keep it right here on Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank. Call or text the show on the Fairway Cards hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back. Bleed Tech Blue Radio, Beck. It's time to put a bow on it, Beck. Got to tell you something.
Ben, we got to get some Bleed Tech Blue Radio t-shirts that say we're putting a bow on it.
We got to get a sponsor, a bow shop, a boutique.
A boutique.
Minnie's Boutique.
I'm sure they're really targeting Bleed Tech Blue listeners.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. Beck, I wanted to tell you this. And
tell me it, BC.
It's been a trying week in my life. And you might ask why. Well, let me tell you
something. I don't really ask why.
I know there's plenty of Cubs fans in the area. I know there's plenty of Cardinals fans in the area.
You're 1-2 in fantasy. I mean, it's a tough week.
Yeah, I'm 1-2 in fantasy, but that's not the tough part. Listen up. Cubs just lost four straight games to the Cardinals. That's called the old country boy sweep. Now seven games back in the Central.
Ain't going to happen.
Joe Maddon hitting the road. Because nobody cares about all this Teletubby road trips. Mm-hmm. And for the first time in 156 games, I'm not watching one pitch tonight.
No way. Frustrated, are you?
I don't know if it's frustrating. I'm done. I'm over it.
BC, this is my first year being a fan of a team, and
Ben,
I quit a few weeks ago, bro. It's a little rough.
Beck, I don't blame you. You're a Reds fan.
I still keep up with them on the Twitters, but
I'll keep up with them on Twitter, but I ain't watching them pitch. I'm done with it. Yeah, I'm. Listen, you lose four straight to your rival, we'll see you. So, sorry for that. I had to get that off my chest. I can breathe.
Well,
again.
Now we're ready to move on.
Put a bow on it.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Louisiana Tech Rice.
What do you think Tech's got to do to win it this weekend, BC?
But I think the big thing is defense has got to get off the field on third down. Now, if we see
– blitz them. Blitz them.
Blitz them. If we see Rice end up in a bunch of third and shorts
– blitz them.
Could be a long night.
Yeah.
We saw it against Grambling. Grambling got in a bunch of third and shorts in that second half, and you're just not going to consistently stop teams. Tech's got to force Green or Stewart, whoever's in there at quarterback, to throw the football – and allow their secondary to make some plays. When Rice does drop back to throw, Willie Baker, Milton Williams, Kadarian Mason, Courtney Wallace, here I am, BC, Bleed Tech Blue Radio, get some pass rush. Help your boys out on the back end. But offensively, listen, normal game, you get 15, 16 possessions. And this one, Tech's going to get 10 or 11. Rice going to try to shorten the game. You know, Tech leads the conference in first downs per game. They're going to need it on Saturday night. You got to keep the sticks moving. Got to have some success in the red zone. Can't kick four field goals in the red zone this week.
Ben, I think this is going to be the week of the big play.
Going to hit some deep balls.
QB1 going to let it fly.
How many deep balls are you going to hit? Three?
Four.
Whew. If he hits four deep balls.
Oh, hits? I thought we were throwing.
How many is he going to hit?
I don't know.
Oh, they better throw 8 or 9.
No, 10 maybe.
Babe, let me ask you this. What's it going to take for you to come in here and say Jamar Smith will be an all-conference quarterback? Because, listen, he's trending in that direction right now.
Which is just insane to think about.
Beck, I don't want to be rude, but he's 14-6 in his last 20 starts. It's a 70% win percentage. Not too shabby. He's 12-3 in his last 15 starts against G5 competition. Haters gonna hate, but Jamar stepped it up in 2019, completing 68%.
Let me take a look at the schedule, Ben, and I'll answer that. I know where you're going. You're taking a long time to get there.
He's the number two passer in Conference USA right now.
All right, I got it.
All right, let's hear it.
Tech's got Rice this week.
Yep.
Cake. UMass the next week. Didn't even know they had a football team.
That's in 2 weeks.
That's what I meant. We got a bye week. Dub on the bye week, by the way.
Yeah, we'll take
Tech
it.
Tech always wins the bye week.
We'll take it.
Southern Miss after UMass, BC.
That's where the money's made.
That's where QB1 gets his name and potentially.
Fair enough.
A haiku. Is that fair?
Fair.
First game of the conference.
First conference
game where it.
We're tested. First off, do you even know what a haiku is? Or
something about the syllables.
Yeah.
Something.
That's what I know.
I don't even think it's going to be a haiku. I don't think that's really my strength.
Hadn't taken an English class since sophomore year of
college.
College.
Tabes is ready for a poem.
Tabes will help you out. So let's
talk. You can look into Tabes' eyes and know he's a poet.
Texas 10-point favorite, over-under is 49. I tell you one thing, take the over.
37-10 dogs.
So taking the under.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm taking the over,
are
no
you?
Doubt.
No.
No doubt, over.
Hey, the last, like, five times I've taken the over, not even close.
I was looking today at some of Tech's over-under, like, they hit the under. Like,
I know, and even,
75-80%
like, if I bet the over, it's 3-0 at the end of the half. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
James, Beck's got 37-10. What you got for us?
I got 31-17 dogs.
Oh, that's an under, too.
That's an under, too. Quick math over there, BC.
Y'all,
I don't know what happened to you.
Y'all are killing me. Give me a little closer than the experts think.
Okay.
It'd be 38-13.
It's like the same thing I said.
A little closer than the experts think. Last week I said 41-27, and the final score was 43-31.
I was going to say, I felt like somebody was close.
So I'm your daddy, bottom line.
What did I say? You remember?
Nah.
Okay.
It's your job to remember.
Was that the game me and Tabes had the same score?
Yeah, I think y'all did have. Y'all had 38-28. 24, I think. No, you had 38-21. He had 24.
Okay.
37-24.
What was the actual score?
43-31. I thought you were there.
I was. I was off.
Yeah, so closer than the experts think, 38-13 dogs.
Getting me over.
Oh, hitting the over all night. So one quick 13. Programming reminder, Louisiana Tech call-in show immediately following Dave and Teddy when they go off the air.
What time is the game?
6 p.m. kickoff. We'll go on the air. What you say, Teddy's about 9:45? Yeah, we'll go on the air about 9:45. You can always call us on the Impact Healthcare Solutions Louisiana Tech call-in show. Hotline sponsored by Greg Phillips State Farm, 800-730-7031.
Just type in some numbers. 800-730-8031.
I'd love to hear from you. Be riding solo. My partner Mark Kramer's out. Rustin High's got a game Saturday afternoon. So be sure to call us on the Impact Healthcare Solutions Louisiana Tech post-game call-in show. Been a fun show tonight, Beck. Felt like we had some fun.
Yeah, got some good energy. QB1 led us right into Tuesday night radio show.
Mixed it up a little bit. We certainly appreciate you listening. We'll be back same time, same place next week. We'll see you.
Listen for the First National Bank Bleed Tech Blue Radio Show every Tuesday at 6 p.m. with your host, Ben Carlisle. Also brought to you by O'Neill Gas, Brister's Smokehouse, Acme Glass, Dairy Queen, Walpole Tire, and Ideal Portable Buildings. Thanks for listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio on Sports Talk 97.7.
He said he was quiet.
So he said he probably didn't recognize who this guy is now, right?
No, he said he was nothing like this. He said you'd see him on campus. Hey, what's up, LeVar? He was almost kind of shy and just didn't speak a lot. And now, I mean, he said he was nothing like the guy you see now. That's interesting. That really, I don't know where that came from. Did he make that up to promote his sons? I do think he helped get Lonzo drafted number two by the Lakers.
I do, too.
I think if we hadn't heard about LeVar and he was just an average dad, nobody knew who he was, I don't think Lonzo would have been drafted second.
Right, and because he talked up a big game, then the other part was Magic being a little afraid that if he didn't take him, Chris, and he wound up being a star, people would have criticized Magic. Hey, that guy was in your backyard at UCLA. Yep. What, you didn't see it? You didn't watch him? You can't determine talent? You know what I mean?
Nah, you're right.
That's a spot that I don't think Magic wanted to go down that road by passing on him.
All right. We had fun with the man genius earlier. Now it's time for Charlie Casserly, former NFL GM and NFL Network analyst. We have a lot of fun with him as well, Rob. He'll have some stuff to say for sure. He's coming up next. But first, let's bring in our man Ralph Irvin for What's Trending. Ralph.
A lot of playoff scenarios going on right now. We'll start with what already happened. Washington was a 4-1 winner over Philadelphia earlier today, game one of their doubleheader. That win knocked the Nationals' magic number down to 2. It eliminated the Phillies from the playoff race. Right now they're playing in the bottom of the fourth inning, and Philadelphia has a 4-1 lead over Washington. Brad Miller, 2 home runs. He's driven in all 4 runs for the Nats, or for the Phillies. But the Nats have just loaded the bases here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Washington could clinch again with a win and a Cubs loss. Right now, Chicago has a 1-0 lead at Pittsburgh. They're in the fifth inning. Nico Hoerner, an RBI double for the Cubs in the fourth inning. Milwaukee comes into tonight with a magic number of 3. The Brewers, a 3-2 lead right now at Cincinnati. They're in the sixth inning. Notable also about Milwaukee, if they win and the Mets lose, the Mets are eliminated. Right now, Miami has gotten, well, 2 RBI from Eason Diaz, including a home run, and the Marlins with a 3-0 lead over the Mets. That's in the top of the fifth inning. Detroit with a 1-0 lead over Minnesota. They're in the top of the seventh. And the Yankees lead at Tampa Bay 1-0 in the top of the fifth. Notable there, CC Sabathia making his first ever relief appearance for the Yankees. He has a 1-2-3 inning, needed only 13 pitches. By the way, Boston shutting out Texas 4-0. Now, online car shopping can be confusing. Not anymore with True Price from True Car. Now you can know the exact price you'll pay for your next car. So visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Cam Newton, he is sidelined with a Liz Frank injury. He'll be out 4 to 8 weeks trying to recover without surgery. Vikings placed wideout Chad Beebe on the IR, so they signed former first-round pick Laquan Treadwell. Be back to the Odd Couple in 10 seconds, but first, a word from Farmers.
Farmers Insurance knows the difference between a car hitting your bumper and a clown car hitting your bumper.
Oh, sorry about that!
Because at Farmers...